coach of the Rhode Island Rams. Jim Fleming, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a very hard-fought and well-played game between two top 25 teams in Williamsburg. You guys come up just one play short, 31-30, as you've gone back and looked at the game. Just give me your impressions on the game.
You know, I thought we came out really well. I mean, we jump up a 14-0 lead, and you know, they went for it. They went for it on fourth and short on their side of the 50. So we had short field touchdown, got a nice drive put together. It really felt really good about us early on. Of course, they were going to answer. Very difficult team to defend on the ground, particularly. Made a couple throws during the course of the day, but you know, it was. I don't know about a crazy game. It was just a very back and forth game that, you know, they got up, you know, 10 and we drove it down, had a way to get, you know, kick a field goal after having missed two of them, which was really disheartening. But then, you know, had a chance, you know, a small chance, you know, on the 1 yard line with whatever time was left on the clock at the end of regulation. And we were able to drive it 99 for the touchdown. And, you know, of course we went for two at that point in time, you know, a decision we had made fairly well in advance and, you know, came up short, didn't get it in, you know, missed a block up front and they had a good defensive structure up and we were unable to get it in and pull out the victory. I felt we played a solid game. I thought the middle eight really hurt us the last 4 minutes of the second quarter and the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. You know, we were, you know, interception, missed field goal, three and out on the first drive of the second half. And then William and Mary ran it five times and got a score. So I thought that really was the downer part of the game. But, you know, you can't discredit, you know, a team that's able to hang in there and fight and battle. And I'm proud of the way we played, just a little disappointed in how we, you know, it was going to take our best game and we were unable to put that out there.
First question this morning from Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good, Nick. How you doing, bro?
Good. First, on the on going for two, going for the win there. Did it all, the 7-0 OT, the stamina from the week before, did that factor into your decision at all there?
Yeah, it was a factor. You know, I think, you know, we felt, you know, we did a really good job. We got a really good coaching staff that I lean on heavily. You know, no decisions, just a knee-jerk decision. We had, obviously, when the ball's on the minus one and you got to get a touchdown, you got plenty of time to be able to talk it through with the guys on the other side of the ball. And, you know, it was that, you know, they're tough to stop defensively. You know, their offense was rolling pretty good. We had missed two field goals. We're on the road. We're playing a high-ranked opponent. And, of course, we came off of seven overtimes, in which case we took, you know, we took the pads off all last week and had a couple of kids that were game-time decisions. So it was well thought out. About the time we got to the minus 45 yard line, we had the decision made and, you know, told Murph, I said, we get this thing, you know, have your 2 point ready to go. We're going to, you know, try to punch it in and win it now.
And then, yeah, when you're getting a team on their heels, the way you did coming back in that fourth quarter, I'm sure that must've factored in the decision too, the fact that, hey, we've got them on our heels. Let's go and go for the win.
Yeah, it certainly was. You know, I was sitting there going, you know, you think through a million and a half different scenarios, if this and that. You know, I called a timeout with 40 seconds left to our last one. I felt like, man, I wish I had that timeout, you know, just to settle them down for the 2 point play, you know, because the clock gets running and we got out there. We had the play ready, wasn't anything late there, but there's a, you know, an emotional shift there that goes from complete ecstasy, you know, to, all right, you got to get locked in and execute this next one. Thought we handled it well, but we didn't get it in. So, you know, that that was the way it went.
And just lastly from me, these games with Maine, they always seem to be close, tight, physical, hard nose. It's never a blowout. What makes the matchup with the Black Bears so tough always?
I don't know, man. They've been wild. I mean, and they're wild to the point where you sit there and look at, man, we could have won a number of those games. Had scenarios come up in those games that have been absolutely insane. Last year was equal, you know, but we, you know, I just went back and, you know, we started preparing for Maine, obviously, yesterday, and I got a chance to get into, you know, our game last year. And, you know, we played very poorly in the first half of that football game, you know, last year, and they got us pretty good. But they're competitive teams. They're going to come in here and they're going to be Maine. I'm sure of it. You know, they'll play their best game versus us, and we're going to need our best game. So it's another good matchup, and I'm just really hopeful and, you know, trying to encourage, and whatever you can do for us, get people out to the game. I mean, they've been great experiences for everybody there. My worry is that, hey, we hear that the round ball's bouncing now, and everybody starts to forget that, hey, we're still here grinding away. So as much words as we can to get people down to Kingston to help support this team and get us a home victory. And number six, which, you know, is a critical number. You know, winning football team is something that, you know, we were really surprised when we got there way back in 2018. You know, now it's an expectation, but we still got to secure that one and then take the next step.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Jim, your next question from Paige. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Paige.
So, DeShields has been playing good every single week. We see the grind on the field, we see the dog on the field, but can you talk a little bit about what we can't see with DeShields, maybe the hard work he puts in, and just the behind the scenes of him as a player?
Well, you just called him a dog, and that says it all. He is, you know, he's got spirit. He prepares well. You know, he's been leaned on pretty heavy, you know, and that's a lot of wear and tear on the body. So we've had to manage him a little bit going through, but, you know, he understands he's a, you know, it's a 1 year shot, you know, and it's a 1 year shot for him to contribute and play at a level and put his best out there. And he does it not for himself. He does it for this team, and he's been an incredible addition. So, you know, he prepares as well as anybody on our football team. You know, he practices extremely hard. He takes the coaching, and he's had a phenomenal year for us so far, and we expect that to continue on through the end.
Thank you.
Next question from Steve Nadal. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Morning, Coach. Henry Yannakopoulos, talk a little about his contributions on the defensive side. He led the team with 9 tackles, had a couple of TFLs and a pick for you. His development, his impact on the defense.
Well, you know, first I'll start with his leadership. I mean, you know, he is a kid who's been given a new lease on life, you know, with, you know, Coach Cooper and that defensive staff. You know, they recognized his hard work. They recognized his commitment to preparation. They recognize his strengths and weaknesses. And so he really is a Swiss Army knife for us. He's technically a safety, but plays down in the box more than he's playing high. He's been able to work his skill set to a point where he can stay in the slot and play man cover so we can play big nickel with him. But he's a great story and a great kid. You know, I mentioned to him this, to the kids about him this morning, and I identify him each and every week in team meetings. Is that, you know, his preparation, his film study, his understanding what's coming at him, well, it puts him in position to go make plays. And then you look at, you know, when he's able to get that pick, you know, on that over route that was coming off a boot, you know, he knew it was behind him, but he didn't have any panic, and he knew he had someone over the top and just tracked the ball and made a huge play for us. But he's all over the field playing extremely hard. There's never a time you put on the film and he's not going 100 miles an hour, and he's a good, solid physical tackler as well. So I could go on and on. The guy is everything that our program's about, and real happy we got him. Just sad that it's, you know, it's coming to the last year, you know. So let's try to get as much football as we possibly can out of him. And that's why he's here, and that's what he's focused our team on.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yep. Next question from Larry Mahoney.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Larry. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Obviously, Maine lost a big tight end, all-conference tight end for the season. How does that make your job a little bit different, a little easier maybe? And then what do you see from Maine? Obviously, they're struggling, giving up a lot of big plays. What are concerns in going forward on Saturday? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the tight end. I am. I didn't know he was out. I kind of saw what happened on the field, and I anticipated as such. I hate seeing good players get taken off the field. It's just sad for them, and I'm sure sad for their team. How much it changes them, I don't know. It may be a little bit more, you know, spread oriented, a little bit more 10 personnel, maybe some different personnel changes. I'm not prepared to really know that answer just yet. Got to study a little bit more on that. What concerns me is, you know, just what the whole conversation started off with, you know, when Nick was talking about the wildness of these games, they all seem to come down and they've all gone Maine's way. So, You know, the quarterback's a good player. You know, they got the good backs that really hurt us last year. I think that the receivers are solid. This number 17 is a concern. And then defensively, I see them as a you got to be ready to go ahead and beat man coverage. I think they will switch it up, but they've got very similar flavors, you know, which was kind of unusual. You know, when you look at a coaching change, you know, there's similar flavors, offense, defense, and special teams. And, you know, so we know that, you know, we know what we're in for, and there are plenty of concerns that they present. They do a nice job, you know, moving the ball around on offense, and they swarm on D.
Next question for you, Jim, from Brennan. Go ahead, Brennan.
Good morning, Jim. I'll keep it quick. Harrison Leonard, what kind of addition has he been to your program this year? And how unique was his recruiting once he put his name in the portal, considering you really didn't have much kicking, you know, film when he was at Notre Dame?
Well, I mean, you know, we were kind of not empty. We had Mike DeBolt that we had here. We were bringing in a freshman that we were hopeful for. We had a big hole to fill with CJ Carrick leaving out of here. You know, he was he's the all-time leading scorer here at URI. So there were some big shoes to fill there. And, you know, as we continue to watch the transfer portal, we brought Harrison in basically as a, you know, a safety net. You know, we didn't know what we were going to get out of the other guys. He was a highly, highly recruited and highly qualified kid out of high school. That was really where, you know, you knew what he was able to do. But, you know, he's added a lot to our team. It's a tough question to ask after he had his tough outing, you know, with two misses. Yeah. But you know, there were some reasons we adjusted those. But I think like any player, you know, had two misses, but then came out with a, you know, a big field goal late that was critical to give us a one-score game, to give us a chance to do what we did and give us a chance to win. So he's got a better game ahead of him as well, and happy to have him.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
That's good, Rob. Thanks, guys.